Tanya for the 16th, Tes Zayin Kislev, the 16th of Kislev, is in Kuntis Achre, at the beginning of Kuntis with Tzedakah Kanachal Eson. Here the Alter Rebbe speaks about the greatness of the mitzvah of Tzedakah, how the mitzvah of Tzedakah brings support and godliness to the whole world by revealing the Eson, the Chochma of the Neshama, into the heart, into the Pnimius HaLev, and how for this there is no limit to how much tzedakah a person should give, and the halacha about 10% or 20% is only for the mitzvah of tzedakah itself, but for the purpose of revealing the Eson of the Neshama, on this there is no limit. Tzedakah kanachal Eson, the pasuk in Amos, Seif Simen Hei. He says there that Yogil Kamayim Mishpat, that Mishpat, justice, should be revealed like water, like when you dig a well and the water comes to the surface. And then Utzedakah, and Tzedakah should be Kenachal Eson, should flow like a strong river. Pirush, this means Kemesh and Nachal Eson, Hu Hamshocha Nimsheches Mubichinas Eson, just like Nachal Eson, the flow of Eson means drawing down the level of Eson, which is a reference to Chachma of the Neshama. Eson meaning ancient, strong. Shehi Bichinas Nekuda Beichalo, and this Nachal Eson, when Chachma comes down, Chachma being a Yud, represented by the Yud. So when the Chachma comes down into the heart, then it's like the Nekuda Beheichola, like the dot in the chamber, or like the Chachma in the Bina, the dot in the base. The Trein Zeyin, and they become two friends, the Chachma and the Bina, become connected and joined as two friends, the Lomis Parshan, that will not be separated. That without, there has to be the joining of Chochma and Bina, Aveim, in order that there should be a world, that the world should be able to exist. And the letters of the word Eson imply future tense, because the Aleph in front of a word, or the Yud in front of a word, or the Tuf, or the Nun, each one of them, when you put it in front of a word, changes the word to future tense. Pirush, so the meaning of the word would be, Ano osid liizgalya, I will in the future be revealed. Kameshikosuv, hine yaskil avdi, as it says concerning the time of Mashiach, that Mashiach will understand. It's a future tense. And in the future, the Chachma will be revealed. Which means that then, in the future, God's infinity and God's oneness will be revealed, teich pnimius nekudas halev, into the very core of the heart. Al yedei amshochas nachal eson, by the flow, through the flow of nachal eson, that is a revelation of divine Chochma that will be revealed into the heart, which will bring about a total bittul, that the person will become completely bottle into God's oneness from the depths of the heart. And this will be after the removal of the Arua, the plugged up heart, when the heart is insensitive because it is preoccupied with physical pleasures, with worldly pleasures. So we have to remove that obstacle, we have to remove that arla, and that's through the Eson's, the strength of the power of the Chochma. When it's revealed into the heart, it removes the arla of the heart, and the heart becomes sensitive and becomes bottled to God's oneness. Now in our Golos, which Evadya refers to as Hacheil, meaning a valley, a deep Golos, Yesh Gamkein Eitze Yehutza, there is even now a solution, Lahoyik Tzas Eir Hashem, Mebechinas Eisam, Lotech Nekudas Pnimiyas Halev, Ke'en La'osit. There is a method by which we can reveal some of this godliness, of this Eisam, into the heart, similar to how it's going to be in the future. V'hainu, and how is this done? Al yidei shema'eder al nitzata likusha benafshei b'chinas rachamim rabim ho'yenim. By arousing above a great compassion for the spark of godliness that is in his soul, ki be'emes kol zman she'ein ha'odam zeicha she'yizgal lo'eir Hashem me'b'chinas eisam b'nekudas pnimiyas levavei. Because the truth is that so long as a person has not merited to have this godliness of Eisam revealed in his heart, that would cause him to become bottled into God's oneness from the depths of the heart, at kleis hanefesh mamash, to the point of expiring, literally. As long as a person hasn't merited this, then there is in fact a great pity over the spark of godliness in his soul, ki hanitzut nimshach mebechinas chochmei Eloah mamish, because this godly spark originates in divine chochma, ukeshe'ene yochel lahoye mebechinosei leteich pnimis halev, and when it can't have an effect, when it can't share some of its godliness with the heart, sheshom mokin gili ha'orezu, which is the place where this light is supposed to be revealed, that is its nesting place, so to speak. So when the spark of godliness can't do what it's supposed to do, hazeze bebechinas golos mamish, then it is literally in exile. So it's a great pity on the neshama. So the solution to being able, the advice, the manner through which we are able to receive some of this godliness of Esam, even before Mashiach comes, is by arousing a feeling of compassion for the neshama above. And if he arouses that compassion, then the compassion will help that yetze mehagolus v'hashivya, that the soul will come out of its golus and out of its captivity, and then it will be able to illuminate the heart with a great love. Keneda mimashakosuv, as is known from what is written, Yankev Ashapodo es Avraham, that Yankev redeemed Avraham, Avraham being Ava, and the Ava of the Neshama is in prison, is in exile, because of Golus. So Yaakov comes along and ransoms or redeems Avraham. Yaakov is Rachmanus. So where the love is locked away, the way to reveal it, the way to bring it back to the surface, is through Rachmanus, by having pity. And it is known that all arousal from above depends bisarusa dulatata daskital yamilsa. It depends necessarily on the arousal or the initiative from below. So how do we arouse this compassion above? By arousing compassion within ourselves. By arousing great compassion in the hearts of Jews who are by nature rachmonim, compassionate and generous, which means beyond the natural rachamim, we have to arouse a great compassion beyond our nature, v'hashpia lamata hashpo gashmi ezor v'chesa v'chul, to give to those below us, to those who are more needy than us, physical goods, gold and silver, and by arousing within ourselves this compassion and this giving, we stimulate the compassion above in heaven, that they should have compassion for us and give us what we need. And so we see from this the similarity or the connection between tzedakah and nachal eson, that the tzedakah is what reveals the godliness or the holiness of nachal eson, of the chachma of the neshama. Now, concerning how much tzedakah a person should give, v'hinei mudazeis mashekasuv, it is known, that which is written in Eiv, oir ba'ad oir, v'chol asher le'ish yitim ba'ad nafshi, that there are two kinds of tzedakah, that there is a limb for a limb, which is a limited tzedakah. The person is ready to sacrifice an arm in order to protect his head, a limb for a limb, flesh for flesh, but then also everything a person has, he's willing to give to protect his soul. And that is a reference to nafshei ho'alikis, to his godly soul. To bring this godliness, this light, to the neshama, for this, there is no limit at all to how much a person would give. He gives everything. And since it comes through tzedakah, This revelation of the chachma of the neshama comes through tzedakah. So there's no limit to the tzedakah that a person can give and should give for this purpose. In the Hayyim Yom for today, for the 16th of Kislev, Tezayin Kislev, the Rebbe writes that Yiseid Ikri Bishitas Chabad Hu, a cardinal principle in the teachings of Chabad, is asher hameya hashalit al halev betel dosi, is that the mind, which by its very nature controls the heart, yishabedes halev lavedes Hashem yizbarich, should subdue the heart, harness the heart, that it should serve God, metei haskola havona v'hamokas hadas, and this comes through the chochma bina and das, the understanding, the wisdom and the knowledge, the gdulas beidei ha'elam baruchu, in the greatness of God. So understanding God's greatness on all three levels, chochma, bina, and das, that's what prevails on the heart, that the heart should devote itself to the service of God.